Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just joined us for the next 2 hours. At the bottom of the hour, we have a guest popping in who's been censored for his Second Amendment views, so he's now had his First Amendment censored as well. Coming up in the next segment, I've mentioned it, but I want to play a clip from Michael Savage's syndicated radio program Friday, where he covered the missing nuke story. And I want to recap as simply as I can why this is such a big deal. I cannot stress enough how historical it was to have the veterans go and take over the monuments that have been blocking to tear down the barriers. Now the feds have ordered the barricades back up at the World War II Memorial. So, see, you have to want it more. You have to continue to show up and engage in civil disobedience everywhere. Anytime, because they understand it's a war of attrition, just staying on your back. They want to break your will, you have to break their will. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen. You have to learn that. And I know many of you understand that. We're also going to continue to get into the economic news and the default news and take your phone calls as well today. But as I said, when we come back from break, I'm going to get into the other news. Now, I also have this report that just shows the direction society is going in. Texans react to fans cheering at the injury of one of the other players. And it just shows how it's all gladiatorial. In a degenerate society, you get off on others being hurt. You get off on other people having bad things happen to them. It's very gladiatorial. It's what the Romans did. And it's one thing if it's boxing, and that's what the sport is set to be, as a test of wills and skill and straight-up brawn. But the fact is that when you cheer the other team's mishap at something like football, it's something that before, here to this point, has not been acceptable, something that was culturally seen as good sportsmanship. And even when there's the peer pressure of, hey, it's not good to act like this, people do it more and more. Because it's just like in England, 20, 30 years ago, they didn't have all the football hooligans and the big fights breaking out like they are now and all the degeneracy. It's part of the decline of a culture historically. You can go back over 1500, 1600, 1700 years to the final collapse of the Roman Empire in 410, if you want to be technical, 1600 years ago. And the historians then were writing about the welfare class and the growing welfare class and the open borders with people coming in to be part of the welfare class and the way the corrupt elites set up and the corrupt police forces and the corrupt systems and the gladiatorial events and the degeneracy of the public. The public just got soft. And the sexual behavior of the Romans. And this is a cycle that, again, we see in every case throughout history. So when we come back, we're going to be breaking all of this down and a lot more. And as I said, taking your phone calls on the subjects that we have discussed here so far. The situation is getting dire, obviously. And we don't know what type of rabbits the establishment will pull out of the hat to try to get the public to basically buy into their fraud. But the good news is every poll shows the public, on average, doesn't trust the system anymore. And that, at least, is a positive thing. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the international globalist banker, the head of the IMF, says he better take on more debt or the entire world economy will implode. And of course, she's a big globalist banker. She wants that. More fiat debt made up that the government signs on to, that these bankers get to use, and then we end up becoming their debt slaves, bailing them out. How about we get rid of their global system? How about we restore freedom? How about we set up economies once again that are based on quality and based on building a good civilization, not a civilization based on fraud and corruption and welfare cards? Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I give out the toll-free number and get into the latest NSA news, the latest on the global default, and the veterans removing barricades from memorials and bringing them to the White House, only to be attacked by riot police in UN blue uniforms. Before I get to all of that, just recapping what's been one of the top stories for us since September 3rd, last month. If you go back to last month, our source said that there's not supposed to be nukes at Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas. And just recapping for people that just joined us, and that these nukes were brought out of mothballs and loaded on trucks with no paperwork. And when the base police and others and the other officers said, what's going on? We're not going to allow this to happen. The base commander came out and said, nope, this is authorized, and it rolled out. And the police said, where is this going? And they said, it's going to the East Coast. It's going to South Carolina. It's going to that area. Now, we come out and report that our source told us this, and it's a very credible source, but that they didn't know why it was going there, but just that it was highly irregular and probably illegal. And we have the clip we're going to play first before we get to Michael Savage of CNN back in 2007 reporting on missing nukes from Minot, North Dakota. And I'm going to play this clip first so people understand this was a big deal then. And at first it was, oh, there's a rumor there were nukes being flown down to the big Air Force base in Louisiana, and then it turned out to be a true story, and they were going to fly it to the Middle East, six cruise missiles at that time. And then it came out that it indeed had happened, that a bunch of people from Minot, North Dakota base that loaded the missiles mysteriously started dying. It was a big deal. We never learned exactly what was being planned, but ladies and gentlemen, these are the most highly controlled devices out there. We played this clip yesterday, again, from CNN, and I want to introduce this before I get back into the news story so people understand why this is such a big deal and why I'm fundamentally so freaked out. We've been reporting this, and if this isn't true, or if our source is wrong, we need the so-called dinosaur media to come out and show how we're wrong. We need the base to come out and deny this. We need the media to respond, but they won't. Just 6 years ago, it was a big deal when stuff like this went on. And they won't cover it now. They won't deny it now. And then you add to this the number two nuke admiral, number two over all nuclear forces, it turns out was fired on September 3rd, we didn't know about it till 2 weeks later when it got leaked. They kept it secret. Now the number one commander, General Kerry, Major General, he was fired last week, and AP said this had to be leaked to them. The White House didn't want anybody knowing. It's always been public when they sack a general. There's major stuff going on, and I'm not sure exactly what, but my gut, I'm going to say this again. I'm having trouble talking. I'm sure you're noticing this, that I sound different today. It's because I'm disgusted at so many levels. There's the headline. General in charge of nuclear missiles fired. Major General Michael Kerry, 35-year veteran. They said because of lack of trust, loss of trust, by the president and him. There's a litmus test going on right now. We know it's been happening with Benghazi and more, where they're purging the top ranks. Two other Marine Corps generals were canned as well over the weekend, and they've made up little frivolous excuses for that. There's major stuff going on. And I said back in September, I said, I hope this is just a drill, dummy warheads. They were testing what the base would do. I hope maybe it's just a secret transfer they don't want the Russians to know about. Probably no big deal. We know there's secret nuke caches. Weldon Henson was at that base for years, assigned to working on B-2 bombers and F-16s, and he said it was well known there were nukes there, but it was secret since the 86 START Treaty. All that is important. They said they'd have Russians in there inspecting the bombers, that they had slats in them so they couldn't carry the hydrogen bombs. I was thinking, this is probably not that big of a deal. They're always sneaking around with nukes, but then all hell broke loose after. So maybe it's still not a big deal, but I'm telling you, you go and you do something really dangerous like this. You go out on a limb with a source you know is credible, but still incredibly dangerous. The source goes out on a limb, and no one covers it a month later. We're talking a month and 11 days later, except Michael Savage. And that's good. We're glad he covered it and very thankful. The article's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where you can hear the full 16 minutes where he broke it down. And he said, yeah, the press needs to cover this. There needs to be answers. And hopefully now they can't ignore him with, you know, 8, 9, 10 million listeners a day. Hopefully something will come out of this. I mean, I want them to come out and deny it or say you were mistaken or those were decommissioned being sent to the, what is it called, Pantex? What's the giant factory close to there where they build them and dismantle them? The biggest nuke plant in the world is very close to Dyess. Yeah, Pantex. But no, none of that happened. It just gets worse from there. Lindsey Graham, that day, hours after we came out with it, said in CBS News that South Carolina will be nuked and New York will if we don't attack Syria. This is why I'm freaking out. Let's go to the CNN clip from 6 years ago with the last missing nukes so people understand what a big deal this is.
Let's tell people what we do know. It was last Thursday, a B-52 bomber loaded 6 air-launched cruise missiles under its wings, took off from Minot, North Dakota, flew the length of the United States to Barksdale, Louisiana. Those missiles were supposed to be decommissioned. There was just one little problem. When they landed in Louisiana, they found that those missiles that were supposed to be basically decommissioned and taken out of service, each of them had a nuclear warhead on them. 6 nuclear warheads flying the length of the United States, and no one seemed to know it. To say the least, a major investigation is underway now. The Air Force officer in charge of the squadron loading the munitions, relieved of duty. They took an immediate inventory of all Air Force nuclear weapons to make sure they had everything. They say the public was never in any danger. The weapons were not armed, that there would have been no nuclear detonation if in some fashion the missiles had basically fallen off the wings of the airplane. But really, small comfort to most of the military and to many Americans, perhaps. This sort of thing is not supposed to happen. Nuclear weapons are the most guarded.
Okay.
The most secure.
Yeah, that's right, because it wasn't an accident. We did major investigations. It was supposed to fly out from there to the Middle East. They were going to give the nukes to somebody. They were up to a false flag. Something big was going on. We know that from our sources. Huge, huge operation that good guys inside the government blew the whistle on. Now, here's a few minutes of what Michael Savage had to say about this on Friday. And the new report about missing nukes. Here it is.
We're asking a simple question. Why has Obama purged the top nuclear commanders from our military? Vice Admiral Tim Giardina and Major General Michael Carey were thrown out over nothing. Now, there's only one site, again, that's talking about it. It's the same site that talked about the killing of the unarmed black woman in Washington 2 weeks ago. Remember, if they can kill an unarmed black woman, execute her after removing the baby from a car and then shoot her to death, without one word from the phony reverends or from the useless Pravda media, what does that tell you they can do to anybody in this country? So now they're purging the military. They're whacking people for no reason whatsoever. Top new commanders terminated following missing nuclear warheads report is the headline on PrisonPlanet.com. That's Alex Jones's website. He's the only one covering this. I just found it by Anthony Gucciardi. And here's what they say. 2 of the top nuclear commanders within the United States have now been terminated following the exclusive high-level military leak report by Alec Jones and myself regarding the secret and unsigned nuclear weapons transfer from Dyess Air Force Base to South Carolina. Disturbingly, the high-level suspensions from top generals within the military establishment are not the only red flags to follow the leak report. Here's a strange sentence. Even before it was announced that the second highest nuke commander in the U.S. was suspended on the same day of the secret nuke transfer just weeks later, it was Senator Lindsey Graham who went on record hours after our report in saying that a nuclear attack could come to South Carolina in the event that we did not move militarily against Syria and Iran, pushing even harder to action against both Iran and Syria. What is this? What has Lindsey Graham got to do with this? Lindsey Graham is a very strange, dangerous individual.
All right,
estimation.
Folks, we're going to go to break and come back, and you can see the full video and audio. hear it up on InfoWars.com. But he really breaks it all down in 16 minutes better than I can, because he can calm down. I'm having a lot of trouble with this. Point is, we don't know exactly what's happening, but it's bad. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and a destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Saying mothballed nukes being reportedly taken out of here, put on trucks, connected to Special Forces Command out of Florida, being sent to the East Coast, South Carolina, Georgia area. And this is very unusual, just like the Minot, North Dakota nuke situation 2007. So we're like, folks, we don't know what this means. It's a good source. Very suspicious. We'll see what comes out of it. Then we learn, 2 weeks later, the number two general over those nukes nationwide was canned secretly. Then the number one general was canned last week, again secretly, and no one knew until Friday when AP got the leak. Now they're canning two more Marine Corps generals. And loss of trust is what they're saying with General Kerry, Major General Kerry, the head of the entire nuclear forces. It's definitely connected. And that's why I'm so upset, is that I've had a nasty feeling about this the whole time. And it's like the feeling of walking in front of a firing squad, basically, to be in the middle of stuff like this. I mean, my gut tells me, man, this is dangerous. And then I just look at the public dancing around like a bunch of idiots, and it makes me hate everybody. I'm going to be honest about it. I don't like feeling like this. I don't like it. I mean, it's like Rome with a bunch of people, you know, cheering when somebody gets hurt in football, and all the corruption and the EBT cards not working. It's this backdrop of people rioting for their free goods and foreign IMF and the foreign communist Chinese lecturing us when they're running our debt, maneuvering us towards total collision course, political correctness with Bob Costas grandstanding over the name Redskins as some political distraction. It just goes on and on and on and on. You know, I've never really talked like this on air, folks, but I got to tell you, I used to halfway be embarrassed, because that's just who sponsors with us, because that's the audience we have. They're smart people that know they need to be prepared in a corrupt society like this, with civilization teetering on the edge and supply chain being just in time and all the other factors that people like James Leslie Rawls and so many others have been absolutely right. I mean, I've always been like, yeah, you need some storable food, and yeah, you need to be prepared, and yeah, but that's just what, you know, our sponsors do, and that's who supports us. So I guess I was kind of like halfway embarrassed. I'm always, you know, having sponsors that are survival this, survival that. But I do it myself. But it's kind of like you're almost embarrassed with all the guns and the food and the training. And I hope things don't collapse. I'm sure it'll be okay. This is just in case. Now I'm actually going and getting ready and going over things and worried about stuff and getting to know my neighbors and looking at how degenerate the general population is and just freaked out. I realize now it's not a chance things are going to unravel and collapse, so it's okay morally that I promote survivalism because my audience are survivalists who are smart people, so it's okay that we fund getting the message of liberty out by selling people high-quality preparedness goods. But now I've gone from 20-30% chance that'll ever be needed to like 95%. I don't see any way out down the road. It may be a month, it may be 5 years. But now I realize this country is in a train wreck, and it's only going to get worse. It may get better after the wreck, but we're going through this. That's the point I'm making. And it's not some good feeling being right. It's not some good feeling knowing that my worst projections are accurate. It's horrible. It's like when you learn your grandpa's got bone cancer. You know, it's exactly what this feels like, but beyond it. Our country is dying right now. And the general public is so decadent. That's why it's dying, because evil can take over, because people are demonic slobs now. Or they're poisoned by GMOs and the aspartame and the chemicals, and they don't even know what's going on anymore. And they're busy working 2-3 jobs, and they got a house full of screaming kids, and everybody's overwhelmed in this modern society. We've got to focus on essentials, family, and liberty, and private property, and God, and self-defense. We got to stop caring about all the side issues, and we've got to get together as liberty lovers and get ready, because I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And you got missing nuclear weapons. Of course our report's accurate. I wish my source wasn't right. I've been trying to think of ways he could be wrong. It's just horrible. I mean, it's another symptom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
In the middle of last week, InfoWars.com reporter and researcher Julie Wilson wrote a story dealing with the U.S. Postal Service banning and destroying tens of millions of dollars of Let's Move sports stamps that showed people jumping rope and jogging, saying that's not a good role model for children to show physical fitness because it's dangerous. The headline was, Let's Move Stamps Prompt Safety Concerns. Since then, that was 4 days ago, and you can see we broke this, and I'm not bragging, hey, we broke this, hey, we're hot shots. I'm just showing you how everything we basically cover and break ends up getting picked up by the mainstream media because they don't even know how to do research now or how to even look at their precious government and understand what it's up to. Now Fox News is covering it, CNN, ABC News, the Daily Mail. They are all reporting on it in the last 2 days. That's how it works. We report on it, Daily Mail picks it up. They watch everything we do. And then it moves on. So there's Fox News covering today what we covered. And again, I tried to go to the hike and bike trail today. And there was flooding in Austin in the last few days. But the hike and bike trail has got to be hundreds of square miles. I mean, it's just gigantic. Like half the city is green belting off limits to housing. It's huge. So I pull up at one of the points I jog down into to go for a run. The Barton Creek is way down there. Not even out of its banks now. They got police tape up. I'm walking up to go in, and a woman walks up, getting in her car, and she comes out of her way to get out of her car, walk up, and not say friendly, hey, you can't go in there, it's closed. She walks over, and she goes, it's closed. You're not supposed to go in there. And they had, like, police tape up. And I said, yeah, I know. I live by Barton Creek. I know that it's back down to normal levels now. I'm going for a jog. There's all these trails that are, you know, a mile away from the creek. And she gets real mad and stomps off. I come back up 30 minutes later after a jog, and a listener comes jogging by, because he said he was a listener. And he goes, you better watch out. They were just here giving people tickets. And I went, really? Let me get that on tape. So I got him saying that on tape. And he goes, yeah, they were just here. You better get off the street. Of course, I was leaving. And I have a good feeling that she called the police. Now, imagine, folks, you've got, if you look at a satellite map of Austin, Texas, you'll see giant areas that are green through the city. I mean, it's got to be hundreds of square miles going out into Hays County, out of Travis County. Giant areas. I mean, you can hike 20 miles on the Greenbelt easily in any direction, basically. It's unbelievable. And so I went down to the creek and shot video of it, and it was barely even rushing anymore. And used to, they didn't close it because it's dangerous, though. No one can go on the 100-plus square miles or whatever it is. Guys, look up estimates of green belts in Austin, Texas, the square mileage of these babies. They're some of the biggest in the country is the point. And now you go down there, and they've got these rangers down there constantly giving people tickets and all the rest of it. Some days you go down there, you'll see more rangers than you see people. They had falling rocks off one cliff. So they didn't just close right around the rocks. They closed miles of trail a few years ago because of falling rocks. You just can't even go into there because there's some cliffs and a rock fell on somebody. Now there it is, the Barton Creek Greenbelt. That's just one part of it. How many square miles does it say it is? Yeah, that's 7.25 mile. That's just one of the trails. But I'm talking about the square miles total of it. It's just massive. Massive, massive, massive area. And that's about how it was flowing if you're watching us on TV. That's about what it looks like right now. It was way out of its banks yesterday. The point is, though, that they shut the whole thing down. And it's the nanny state because, well, you can't get near rushing water. Well, I can get near a pedestrian street, and I can be hit by a car. That kills tens of thousands a year. It's this idea, well, you can't bring a football to school anymore. You can't bring a soccer ball. It's dangerous. You've got to wear a helmet to play soccer now. It's a total system of control. And the fact is the foreign banks are looting us. We're having our rights stolen, our freedom stolen. And they've got time to have park police in the misting rain running around giving people tickets. Yeah, blow that up. Back out of that for people to give an idea how big it is. Just zoom out and show a satellite shot of the entire city of Austin. Look at how big that greenbelt is. Do you see it right there, folks? It starts there, but then it runs all the way out of town. Okay? Now imagine, I randomly pull up to some neighborhood to go into one of the entrances, and they've got police up there giving people tickets trying to go in. Going into that. Now look at the creek in the middle, if you're a TV viewer or watcher. That's the creek. Now imagine, a mile off the creek, I want to go for a run, nothing to do with the creek. I went down there because it was forbidden, of course, just to see this great evil. So there's the nanny state. Hey, if you're foreign banks, you want to steal $47 trillion, that's A-okay. If you want to do stuff like that, it's okay. If you want to put cancer viruses in the vaccines, that's A-okay. But if you want to come out with a USPS pro sports let's move stamps that show kids jumping rope and kids playing football and kids playing tennis, it's banned. And to me, that was sensational when Julie Wilson wrote about that last Thursday. Sensational. And it is sensational. But why is it usually Infowars.com that is shocked by something like that to initiate people having outrage? That's what's freaking me out. We have from my source is telling the truth that they believe they were told they were real nuclear weapons that were secretly at the base, being shipped out without proper paperwork, and the police freaked out in front of them as well. Everybody freaked out, just like when Nuke showed up from Minot, North Dakota at Barksdale Air Force Base 6 years ago. Everybody freaked out. It got stopped that time. This time it didn't get stopped. The nukes disappeared on down the road. Maybe the source is wrong that they were nukes. I mean, I'm hoping this is wrong, but no one cares. Because did you hear the Washington Redskin name is racist? And did you hear the Second Amendment's racist? And did you hear Obamacare works wonderfully? And if you don't like it, you're a racist. And did you hear the veterans that had their arms and legs blown off, pulling down the barricades? The Democratic Party put out press releases saying they're racist. So it doesn't matter if one of the nukes goes off and you don't like being blown up by it, you're racist. Having any concern is racist. We're joined by Brian Adkin. I wanted to get on the nightly news, but we scheduled him here on the radio, so it's great to have him. He's going to pop in briefly with us. Banned by Kickstarter.com. I thought Brian Adkin's story was important because this is happening to a lot of people. If it's pro-free speech or pro-Second Amendment or pro-states' rights, they don't let you have a Kickstarter campaign. He was going to do a Kickstarter campaign to write a book. And the control of crowdsourcing and charity and things like this and political money giving is key. It's okay for the University of Texas to send out letters to all their alumni saying, give your estate to us when you die. It's okay for the socialists and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to go out and beg for money from all the professionals in the country, you know, to set up anti-free speech groups. But if I, God forbid, ever try to raise money or have a money bomb, it's the worst thing since Satan. And he's got a bunch of examples of where they let socialist, communist, anti-freedom groups raise money for political action. But he wrote a book about people with legal guns having their guns taken. It happens all the time. Neighbor doesn't like that deer rifle they saw. Cops still come and say, well, the neighbor was scared we're taking you to jail. You see it in the news all the time. He wrote a book about it. He was going to raise money to publish it. And Kickstarter came in and said, no, we're going to selectively not let you. Just like Google. People say, well, why use Google Store? Because that's where the market is. You go to the big store to then reach people and wake them up. It's the equivalent of brick and mortar. And just like black people weren't allowed to go in and eat at the lunch counter back in the 50s and early 60s, and they had to go say, yes, I want to eat there. Oh, go eat somewhere else. Well, there is nowhere for me to eat. Well, you shouldn't be upset you can't eat at this lunch counter. I can't sell the Obama deception on Google. They officially told us, we deem this racist, nothing to do with Obama's mixed heritage, nothing to do with him being black or white, nothing about that in the film. It's actually about how they want to go in and use Obama as the front to take over Africa and commit genocide, which now has actually started. And there's a story from that 5-6 years ago when the film came out. You can pull it up. Google Store bans Obama deception. And they told us, this is a racist movie. By the way, we submitted the Obama deception to Apple iTunes, and they refused it and said it was racist. And we're so busy, we never even did a report on that. So I live under the discrimination of, the Fox News, Fox Sports says it's racist, the NRA's racist. Doesn't matter if it was founded to train Northerners how to shoot up the Civil War, mainly black freed slaves, so they could protect themselves. That's on record historically. Doesn't matter. Just say they're the Klan. They're the opposite of the Klan. Just say they are. Doesn't matter the Obama deception has nothing to do with race, and they want to change the... I'm banned. Now, they found the article where Google deleted Obama deception one time. No. It's Google Store banned sale of Obama deception. That's the headline from almost 6 years ago. The point is I'm going to go to our guests to talk about this. People say, oh, well, don't be on Kickstarter then. And then YouTube censors people when they say they're a commons and you follow their rules. You can be there and you built YouTube, and then they selectively enforce. No, this is what the Nazis did with color of law shutting down businesses of people they didn't like at first, and then it led to other things later. This is how they operate. This is the tyranny of, like, sending the IRS up a Tea Party. And after pro-life groups, and after the press, even AP last week had 4 articles saying there's a war on the press and that Obama's very dangerous. Good. People better get that, folks. We're all in danger. We either have courage, speak out against it, or it's all over. So banned by Kickstarter.com, Brian Adkin, or is it Adkin? How do I pronounce that?
Dakin. Yeah.
All right. Good to have you on with us. You got great video Skype, buddy.
Thank you.
So break down what happened to you, because if we don't stand up for you, we're all going to lose the great power of crowdsourcing. They only want to use crowdsourcing and idea crowdsourcing for their operations. Again, they're authoritarian pigs.
You're probably right. So I started a campaign on Kickstarter, and it was just for publishing my book. It wasn't for anything else. And they decided that that my project was trying to raise awareness, and because it was trying to raise awareness, that they weren't going to let me do a project at all. And they have campaigns all over Kickstarter that, in its very title, has the words, "We're trying to raise awareness for one thing or another." And within my entire project, I didn't use those words once. But I included a quote that said, what the title of my project was, "It's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong." And this is my book project. And all it was I need funding for publishing and distribution and marketing and to get this book out there. And, they banned it. I appealed. And I said, I meet all of the guidelines on your guidelines page. Nowhere on your guidelines page does it say that a book can't raise awareness. And even if that is a policy, nowhere in my project am I saying that I'm trying to raise awareness. But of course, that's what Kickstarter exists for, to raise awareness, to raise funds. It's a crowdfunding site. Of course, you're trying to raise awareness for one thing or another. But they ultimately denied my appeal, and I had to go to Indiegogo, which is successfully, becoming kind of like a backup for Kickstarter in many cases, for people who find themselves in a position like
I am. And you've now raised your goal. You wanted $20,000. You now raised $23,000.
That's right, yeah.
So they failed in censoring you, and I think people should understand Indiegogo has not censored you yet, and so I guess that's how the free market works. They're the place to go.
As soon as I just tweeted out about 15 minutes ago that I was about to be on your show to talk about how Kickstarter banned me, and Indiegogo followed me on Twitter, and we're talking about my project. So I think Indiegogo is a great venue for people to go to if they care about freedom and don't want to have to deal with giving a portion of the money they raised to companies like Kickstarter.
Now let's talk about what this thought crime book would have been about if you'd raised the money there, because this is a way to pre-ban a book. It's like aborting a baby before they even get conceived via time machine. It's like the Terminator going back to try to kill Sarah Connor.
It is. Well, it was about my personal experiences. Back in 2009, I was arrested for legally owning guns in the state of New Jersey. And I went through a complete Mickey Mouse trial where a judge forced a jury to find me guilty, even though they didn't want to convict me. They didn't want to. And they're on record for doing that. And eventually the governor released me from prison. I was sentenced to 7 years for legally owning firearms. And I've spent 4 months of that term in prison. I know what it's like to have your name and your reputation drug through the mud by the government and ambassadors of the state, because it feeds some sort of agenda that they have. It does them good to make sure that you're somehow a bad person, even though you do nothing wrong.
And by the way, I've talked about this a lot in 18 years on air, but 20 years as a liberty activist. I see it in different papers every couple days without looking, where they're arresting people with legal guns. And they're going to jail. And the people go, "Oh, they can't arrest you if it's not illegal." And I'm like, no, explain to people briefly how they ended up, throwing you in jail for legal guns.
Well, in New Jersey, where this happened, they have an outright ban on guns. And the same thing for ammunition. But they have a laundry list of exemptions that make possession of firearms legal. And one of those exemptions is transporting from one house to another. Now, the problem with that is that you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. So you're guilty of the crime of possessing firearms until you spend thousands of dollars on a lawyer, you force the prosecutor to take it to trial, and you have to refuse plea deals. And by the time you get to trial, you spend thousands of dollars, and you have to prove that you meet an exemption. They don't have to prove that you did anything wrong. They don't have to prove that there's a victim. They don't have to prove that there's violence.
How long did you serve in jail as a political prisoner? I know the case became a national news story.
I was sentenced to 7 years with a 3-year mandatory minimum, and I spent 4 months.
And then I guess there was enough political uproar they were able to get you out of the gulag?
They were, but it hasn't been enough for me to see my son again. It's been 4 years since a family court judge decided that fathers who lawfully own firearms are a danger to their children, and I haven't seen my son in 4 years because of that judge's decision.
And this country's so free that you went to jail for legal guns on record, it became a national news story, and then you try to go publish on a system made for people's political activism, and then they ban you. It's just a gauntlet of tyranny. And now the TSA, the story's still on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. This needs to become a national story where they have announcements at the TSA that if you laugh at us, we're going to arrest you. We're such a free country that if you laugh at the North Korean commissars, you disappear into a black hole. Stay there, sir. I want to come back and get some final comments from Brian Aitken straight ahead. Banned by Kickstarter.com, but they haven't stopped him. His book is going to come out, whether these authoritarian scumbags like it or not. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, dirtbags.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here back live for the first 25 minutes or so of the next hour, and I'm going to open the phones up for your take on all the news that's taking place. The World War II vets storming memorials, going to the White House with the barriers, being attacked by the police. The Democratic media calling them racist. Now I actually have the news articles here. We've already gone over those. The missing nukes. now that all these top commanders are getting removed, and Marine Corps generals, and the head of all nuclear forces, and AP said that Obama didn't want it known. I mean, this is unprecedented. It looks like coup d'etat stuff going on with nuclear blackmail that's out of the chain of command. Because remember, the globalists can only do what they can get good people in government. Most military people are good men and women. In fact, some of the best people out there. Most of your FBI agents are not consciously criminal. Even most of your ATF are not consciously criminal. They just all believe in what they're doing. And so they're not going to ship a nuke somewhere under tight chain of command to blow something up and then blame it on somebody. Anyways, I'm going to get into that in the next hour. The system has to lose some or redirect some that are under COG and then stage something. And that's what this fits into. This is really serious. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Briefly, we went out and researched the very best dash cams, and they're hidden dash cams that fit over your rearview mirror that are HD, comes with an 8-gigabyte memory card. This is way more inexpensive than any other competitor, because I'm very competitive, as you know. And you can rotate it around and get shots for wildlife, out-of-control drivers, road rage, bureaucrats, police, whatever the case is. We have the HD car camera system at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast. We have the best gravity-fed filters out there, the Pro 1 system that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it, at the very lowest price with the promo code WATER, 10% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. If you go to InfoWarsLife.com, that will redirect you right to the subpage, InfoWarsLife.com, to InfoWarsStore.com to find the nascent iodine. And folks, we've compared to the other competitors, it tastes horrible. It's not the real nascent atomic iodine. The doctor group and others break down at InfoWarsLife.com in the video there, the amazing things that it's on record doing. And I just absolutely love it. It gives me so much energy. It's on record for what it does for the thyroid. InfoWarsLife.com to learn more. InfoWarsLife.com or see the video that breaks down some of the facts at InfoWarsLife.com. What is Survival Shield? Well, it's the most amazing form of iodine that I've researched and that I've chosen for my family, InfoWarsLife.com. Brian Adkin, I appreciate you coming on, banned by Kickstarter.com. We'll get you back on the nightly news in the next few weeks to talk about your story in depth. But in the minute or two we've got left, other points you'd like to add about all you've been through as a political prisoner. Have you left New Jersey or are you still there?
I haven't spent a single night in New Jersey since December 20th, 2010, when the governor let me out.
Wow. So, I mean, that's the answer. Exodus New Jersey, exodus California. I mean, it's just that they're not free countries.
And it's not to say that I'm not still fighting there. I'm taking my case. The New Jersey Supreme Court, we petitioned them 16 months ago, and they decided that they didn't want to hear the last point in my case, even though it affects hundreds of thousands of people that live in New Jersey. So part of the project at bannedbykickstarter.com is funding my petition to the United States Supreme Court to get them to hear it.
Well, Brian Adkin, what you're definitely doing is fighting tyranny and fighting them in the info war. They've tried to stop your First Amendment, but you've continued to fight. And let me guess, you're never going to stop now.
It's just who we are, Alex.
And I hope you get to see your son again. Wow, what a wonderful country with these eugenics courts. We didn't have them until 100 years ago. They're not even real courts. They are.
The goal is custody by Christmas. That's what I'm going for. It's been too long.
Wow. All right. Former political prisoner still has his son removed from him by the criminal state. Thank you so much, Brian. Find out
Thank
more at bannedbykickstarter.com. Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.